Free Harbor Wi-Fi was a popular recommendation among the members of a committee that met last fall seeking ways to revitalize the local fishing industry. A member of that committee, Harbormaster Glorianne Wolin, told the council she was including $12,000 in her budget for next year to pay for the equipment to broadcast a wireless signal.
That was one of the number one recommendations by the fish committee that asked for that, and I get it daily, if not multiple times a day, all summer by the visitor industry, and so we thought it would be a good thing to add and would definitely increase people stopping and staying longer in Petersburg.
The Harbor Department unsuccessfully applied for a grant from the city's transient room tax to help pay for that equipment, but Wallen said the harbor budget could afford the cost. Julianne Curry chaired last fall's local fishing industry committee and said the free Wi-Fi service was one recommendation that the city could implement to boost local seafood landings.
People, when they're coming into town, whether they're a transient summer seiner or a local commercial fisherman or a tourist on a yacht, they want to be able to get their information and they want it now. They want to be able to drive through the Narrows and take a picture and upload it to their Facebook page and show off where they are. They want to be able to download the ADFNG fisheries announcement for the next seine opening, and they want to be able to update their mobile tech so they can have the latest maps and charts.
Under the proposal, the Harbor Department would provide an updated password to paying harbor customers, and city staffers envision using the service as an incentive for boat owners to register with the harbor office as soon as they arrive in town. The proposed signal would also be of limited capacity and not a high-end service, prohibiting things like downloading large files and movies. Alaska Power and Telephone provides a Wi-Fi signal in the harbors for paying customers, and local manager Brent Akers told the council the new service would cost him customers.
The tourists are coming here to, you know, go sightseeing, to go fishing, rent kayaks. Well, AT&T wants them to buy internet, you know. That's what we're in the business to do. So I don't foresee that giving them free internet in the harbor is going to keep them here any longer than if you were to give them free nights moorage or something.
Another company, GCI, does not offer Wi-Fi in the harbors, but does have residential and business customers within range of the harbors. And GCI's Perry Allen worried about losing those customers to a new signal.
I'm more worried about my businesses that the harbor is going to overlap and my residential customers along the drive. That's where I'm at. And like I said, every customer is crucial in this economy.
Both Allen and Akers pointed out their companies have invested millions to put in the infrastructure to improve service in Alaska, and the city's service could make it harder to repay the cost of those repeater sites and cables. Councilor Rick Braun did not think it was accurate to call the proposed service free.
It's not free. These are our customers, the harbor customers. They pay slip rental. This is a service that they get as part of their, similar to a hotel guest in a hotel. They get Wi-Fi, and you may call it free, but they're paying it with their room charges.
Braun said AP&T's coverage in the harbors was not strong enough to reach the end of the floats, and he suggested to AP&T's Akers that the company should upgrade its signal.
It's not making you any money. You're not investing any money in the operation, so the service down there is terrible. And this is the main complaint. It's the service is not good down there, and you're not willing to put the money into it to make it good.
I'll have two antennas in there by the end of next week. Okay. One on each side of Ocean Beauty Dock, or Ocean Beauty's cantery. They gave
That'll
me permission
be a good
to do it. And I just haven't done it because it's the middle of winter.
The issue was only on Monday night's council agenda as a discussion item, and Councilor Mark Jensen said he needed more information.
I guess the reason this was put on this agenda was to have a discussion. It looks like we're having a pretty good discussion, but mm-hmm. before, and I don't expect that we're going to take any action on this tonight, but I would like, before I even personally would take any action on this, I'd have to see some dollars and cents figures and what the local providers thought they could provide.
The council did not take any action on the Wi-Fi signal issue. They did vote on a related topic, however, choosing to award the city's nearly $10,000 of excess transient room tax money to a Petersburg Arts Council sculpture project. That vote followed the recommendation of the Transient Room Tax Committee, which voted against granting any of the money to the harbor Wi-Fi signal. The harbor department's budget proposal, including the proposed Wi-Fi service, along with the rest of the city budget, doesn't come up before the city council until sometime later this spring. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Bicknicki.